Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
People that walked in on their SO having S with another person, how did you react? Story one. We were at a Halloween party and she got a little drunk. Mind you, everyone there were friends, pretty close friends too. Everyone at this party was actually invited to our wedding. So my fiancé disappeared upstairs with the woman who owns the house, and I thought it was no big deal. My girl gets tired when she drinks. She's probably going to lie down. I assumed the woman who owned the house, a very old friend of my fiancé's, was going to lie down with her since they both have a history of doing that. Fast forward 45 minutes and the owner is back down at the party, but my fiancé was nowhere to be seen. The owner told me she was asleep in the spare bedroom and that she had closed the door and left her up there about 10 minutes ago, but something didn't feel right, so I went upstairs to find her. The door wasn't closed. In fact, it was wide open. And one of our friends, the husband of her best friend, to be exact, was in the bed with her. Her dress was on the floor and he had his hands inside her underwear. I hate to admit it, but I assumed the worst for a split second. Just a second, but I hate myself for it. I assumed she was encouraging it, but then I realized she was crying and he had tied one of her arms to the bed frame. Not only that, but she's a petite girl and he had most of his weight on her, holding her down. I pulled him off of her, broke his nose, and gave him a concussion before someone else from the party dragged me away. After the three of our combined screaming brought people running, he attempted to sue me for assault. She filed charges for sewell assault. It hasn't been easy the past couple of months. Her best friend, the guy's wife, sided with her husband and cut all contact with my fiancé. She was also supposed to be my fiancé's maid of honor, so she was obviously removed from the wedding party. Story 2. I was on a trip and decided to come home a couple of days early to surprise my now ex-fiancé. We weren't living together, so I planned to go to my apartment to shower because I had taken a red-eye flight and wanted to wash off the airplane smell before surprising her with some flowers. I walked in and saw a pair of shoes by the door that weren't mine. I thought maybe they were my roommate's. As I rounded the corner to my room, I started to hear moaning and heavy breathing. I thought my roommate was with someone in my room, so I thought I'd mess with him. I burst through the door and said something like, "Surprise!" and found my fiancé with her roommate. I guess their other roommate had people over, so they thought they could use my place, thinking it was empty. I looked at them and said, "I think you should leave the ring and the key." They freaked out and asked what I was doing home. I told them this was my place and I didn't owe them any explanation. They scrambled to collect their things and leave. In the process, she left behind her iPad. I decided to go through it. I'm not proud of that, but I figured, why not? The wedding was off anyway. Turns out she had been seeing multiple people over the past 6 or 7 months. Story 3. We'd been dating for over a year. She had gotten a new job, and to congratulate her, I left work early and brought over 2 bottles of champagne. No one was answering the door, but her roommate was in the stairwell outside their friend's apartment and heard me knocking. She let me in. We both walked together to their room at the end of the hall, and as her roommate pushed the door open, my partner called out not to come in, and I heard laughing. At that point, I moved on a kind of numb autopilot and pushed the door open. She was on top of someone. She threw the blanket over her shoulders and looked back toward the door. I honestly lost it. I cried, yelled, completely broke down. I knew the guy through other friends, and he had once abandoned a close friend of mine after their daughter was born with severe epilepsy. She wasn't apologetic at all. They said they were in love. I drove home, crying the entire way. I haven't loved anyone like I loved her yet in my life. I drank both bottles of champagne at my apartment and packed a bag. then called my family to come get me. I spent a few days with them. Being back home reminded me of the actual, unconditional love in my life. She and the guy deserved each other. In the end, she called me almost a year later while she was living with him and asked to come over. She wanted to hook up, so we did. Then I sent him a detailed message about the whole encounter, and he kicked her out of his house. Everything works out in the end, I guess. Story 4. Well, I came home from work about 2 hours early due to finishing up my paperwork quite early. Then I entered the bedroom ready to take a shower. Then it happened. And to be completely honest, I just stood there and stared at them as they stared back at me. She then said, "Babe, it's not what it looks like." I then started laughing in an obnoxious way and turned around and left the room. Then when she came out of the room, I'm guessing he left the same way he came in, through the window. She found me playing Battlefield 4 on my PC. "Baby," she said. I just replied saying, "Huh?" She asked if I was okay. I just said, "Yeah, I'm fine." I guess she thought everything was actually okay and started to walk back into the bedroom. As she walked away, I continued to keep playing and just said, "Oh, and you have 3 days to get all of your things out." She tried to get me to take it back and started to get frustrated, saying, "I can't do that." I simply replied, "I signed the lease. I personally pay all the bills, and everything that is even involved between you and me has my name on it, not yours. So you need to get out. I would appreciate that greatly." She then started to cry, and I just laughed. Some may call me heartless for this, but if you knew the amount that I had put into the relationship and how much I sacrificed for it, you wouldn't blame me. Story 5. Married for about 5 years, walked in on my wife and a co-worker on the kitchen floor. All three of us worked together, just to be clear, which I'll get to later. She worked nights and I worked days at the time, and Saturday morning was a time when many of our co-workers would hit the bar that happened to be behind our house. I remember seeing someone else's car in the driveway and assumed someone, likely a female, had crashed to avoid drunk driving. I remember opening the door super quietly to not wake anyone and experienced something I was not prepared for. The first thing I heard was a rapid squishing sound accompanied by the moaning of my wife. This was quickly followed by a strong smell in the room. I saw them clearly on the kitchen floor. I wasn't noticed until I closed the door and greeted them with a friendly, "What the actual heck?" It's difficult to even begin to explain what that does to you. I realize it's unfortunately not all that uncommon to experience cheating, but to walk in on it, especially when you are married, is a life-changing experience. I did not react the way I would have imagined I would. I simply felt nothing. My actions became automatic. I told the guy to get out now repeatedly as he insisted on apologizing and asked me to hit him. After several warnings, I threatened to get my things, as I felt that was what you were expected to do. Eventually, he left only after my wife told him to go. I calmly went to the bedroom to remove my suit and get into something more comfortable, as my wife remained in the kitchen, still lying on her back, covering her face. I left and immediately drove to a nearby apartment complex and called my boss, who was a good friend. As I was leaving, I saw the other guy in my driveway, but I didn't care. I just wanted to get away. After telling my boss, our friend, everything, I began the application process for an apartment, not even 2 hours after discovering them. Because of the nature of the incident, since my wife was the boss of the guy involved, there had to be an investigation. I didn't intend for there to be one. I just needed someone to talk to. Less than 24 hours later, because some people on the committee couldn't keep their mouths shut, every single person I knew found out. It was a horrific experience that I am fairly certain has scarred me, yet also strengthened me for life. Story 6. There was this girl staying at my house for a bit. She had family issues and never wanted to go home. We'll call her Erica. Every night, Erica would start crying when we were heading to bed, and my boyfriend and I would stay up for hours trying to calm her down. After a couple of weeks, I kicked her out. My boyfriend really didn't like it, but I was firm. We needed sleep, and this girl needed to deal with her family issues. 2 days later, I was at work, and my boyfriend called to say he was staying home sick and wouldn't need a ride later. I felt bad for him, so on my hour lunch break, I went to the soup shop to grab him some tasty soup. It took a while, and I was going to use my whole lunch break bringing him soup. I got home, and he wasn't on his computer, very unusual, and the bedroom door was closed. I opened the bedroom door, and he and the girl were naked in bed together, not actively doing anything, just naked. I poured the soup on them and left. He called me and said it wasn't what it looked like. She was keeping him warm since he had a fever. What an amazing excuse. She totally had to be naked to keep him warm, I'm sure. I told him he better have his stuff out by the time I got home, or I was calling the cops. He broke into my apartment 3 days later to leave flowers and a note. I was 20 years old and naive, so I took him back. Story 7. Throwaway because a lot of people I know recognize my Reddit name, and I'm not really proud of this. When I was a freshman in college a few years ago, I was in my first serious relationship and was pretty much head over heels for this girl. Let's call her Mary. I went to Mary's dorm one day because I had left some stuff there the previous night and actually walked in on her with one of my closest friends. I'm usually a pretty even-tempered person, but I completely snapped. I beat him up really badly.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
When I was in high school, I was a state finalist wrestler and also boxed as an amateur. I was still in good shape and practicing regularly. It wasn't really a fight, just me punching him until he went limp while Mary screamed and cried, trying to get me to stop. I eventually did, and I just kind of looked at her. To be honest, I wanted to yell at her. I'd never felt so betrayed and hurt in my life, and she was just giving me this scared, helpless look. I spat on the floor next to her and left. Not my finest moment. Story 8. I was already at a low point in my life. I had just gotten fired and came back to the hotel room where we were staying. I reiterate, it was a very low point in my life, and went straight to the bathroom. I hadn't really thought about why my girlfriend wasn't there. Sitting on the toilet, I recognized her singing through the vents. I could tell she was in the shower next door. I banged on the next door down for like 5 minutes before I heard the neighbor yell at her that it was me. I said, "Open the door." And he obliged. I walked straight past him and threw her clothes at her as she was getting out of the shower. As she argued with me, the guy decided that was the moment to step in and shove me, telling me to leave. I completely lost it, broke his nose, and continued to throw him around his hotel room. I left when he started yelling about the police. I just took off my bloody shirt and started walking down the street, and I kept walking for a few hours, all before noon. It was a terrible day. I honestly don't regret my actions. Don't get physical with me after I discover you were with my girlfriend. Story 9. It was strange. We had been dating only for 8 months but were seriously in love. We had recently moved in together. That day, she got a Facebook message from an old friend asking to hang out. I already had plans to see two friends that night by myself, one earlier and maybe one later in the night. I was having a morning cigarette with her on the porch and even made a comment like, "Well, you should hang out with him, as long as you won't have S with him." She laughed it off because he was overweight and unattractive. I still felt a pinch of jealousy, but wrote it off as paranoia. She had mentioned the guy before, but it didn't seem like a long-lost crush or anything. Fast forward to later that night, and I was hanging out with my friend Chris, just talking, and we decided to end the session early since he had work in the morning. I had talked with my girlfriend, and she said she was just chilling with the guy at home. I mentioned that I might see another friend in the area. While driving to his place, I impulsively decided to go home. I thought to myself, I should be a good boyfriend and get to know her friends too. I drove back to our apartment and tried calling her, but she didn't pick up. I was worried because I still didn't have a card that would let me be buzzed into our apartment complex. I had to dial a number at the front, and she had to answer on her phone for the gate to open. By sheer chance, someone else had just opened the gate, and I was able to follow them in without being buzzed. My lucky day. They're probably just being silly and didn't notice my call, I thought. We had just made me a copy of the key. She moved in before me, and I walked into our apartment. It was quiet, no one in the living room. For a second, I thought they had just left in a rush, until I noticed the bedroom door was closed. We never closed that door. I crept toward it, and a deep feeling of fear overwhelmed me. No, it can't be what I'm thinking. That only happens in movies. As I opened the bedroom door and flipped the switch, there they were, the love of my life and a guy inches away from being with her. He stopped, sat up, pulled off the protection, and said, "Sorry, man." Now, some people might act calm. I did not. I screamed, "What is this? Get out of my house!" I then ran to the kitchen, grabbed a large chef knife in one hand and a half-empty wine bottle in the other. I ran back and threatened him to leave, or I'd hurt him. I kept yelling, throwing things, kicking things. The only thought I had was, just cut him. Don't stab. A small cut isn't that bad. You won't go to jail. What saved me was that a few days earlier, I had been offered a job in South Korea to teach. My best friend was already there and had pushed me to take the job. His voice popped into my head saying, "Don't do it. You have a way out of this. You can leave in a month. Don't go to jail." So the guy left. I yelled at her. She was very drunk. I called her a horrible name. It was the only time I ever used that word in such a cruel way. I called her mom to come over because I was afraid she might hurt herself. She actually tried 2 days later. She didn't succeed, and last I heard, she struggles with drinking. It hurt, but I went to Korea a month later, and my experiences there changed my life for the better. Story 10. This was my first boyfriend in college. He was a lot of firsts, actually, including the first person to cheat on me. It was my boyfriend's birthday, and I was going to surprise him by decorating his room at midnight. He usually worked until 2 a.m. on those days, so my plan was to go to his dorm room and decorate it. I knew his roommate was going home that weekend, and he was nice enough to lend me his key. I had all the supplies with me and went to his room at 1 a.m. I liked to vlog things and was going to record the process, so I had my phone recording me entering the room. I swung open the door and saw him with another girl. I guess my timing was perfect, because he was finishing as I opened the door. And remember, my phone was recording all of this. I just stood there. We all just looked at each other, and he started to say, "Babe." Tears started falling down my face, and I completely broke down. I fell to the floor and started crying. He scrambled for his clothes, and I just left. I left all the supplies there, grabbed my bag and phone, and walked away. I went back to my room without saying anything. In fact, I never said anything to him again. He stalked me for a bit afterward. Fun fact, his roommate, who didn't know we had broken up, messaged me a few days later saying he thought my ex was cheating on me with a girl. He gave a name, but it wasn't the same girl I saw him with. Story 11. I'm probably too late, so this will likely get buried, but here it is anyway. Things between us had been rocky for a couple of months, and while I knew that we were slowly drifting apart, the love we had for each other was most definitely still there. Or at least, that's what I thought. Things had been going better for the last couple of weeks, and I had spent Friday night at home working on some schoolwork while she went out to party with some friends. So when I woke up early Saturday, I thought it would be a great idea to walk over to her place with some food to make her breakfast, which was something that I often did. She didn't live far from my place, so it was a short walk, and she always left a spare key outside her place and gave me permission to pop in at any time. However, when I got to her place, there was a vehicle I didn't recognize in her driveway, and her key wasn't in its normal place. I felt intrusive about it, but I decided to look through the window into her suite. She lived in a basement suite, to see if she was actually home or had crashed at a friend's place. After all, we had been together for 3+ years, so it wasn't like I was some random stranger. So even though I felt a little weird about it, I looked through the kitchen window and immediately saw shoes and clothing spread all over, and in a very cliche way, they led directly to her bedroom. Even though my heart sank into my stomach and I didn't want to see it, I went around the house and looked through her bedroom window to see what I feared. She was laying naked in bed next to another guy. I've never felt so ashamed, betrayed, and angry before in my life. In that very moment, she happened to open her eyes and made direct eye contact with me. I felt shattered. I felt guilty and ashamed. I wanted to smash the window and confront the person lying next to the woman I thought I'd always be with, but I didn't. I just walked away. The next year of my life, I'm ashamed to admit, consisted of excessive drinking and partying, cringeworthy conversations with my ex, and an internal turmoil that nearly destroyed me. But when that fog finally lifted, somehow it all made sense, and I was finally able to let go of all the pain and anger and frustration that I had held on to. I made my apologies. I shook the hand of the man who was laying next to her that morning, now her partner, and made peace with all that had happened. My reaction at the time was childish, self-destructive, and likely overboard. She wasn't my first serious girlfriend, but she was someone I loved more than anyone else, and I really thought we'd be together forever. I'm not proud of how I reacted, but it taught me a lot about who I am and who I wanted to be. I stayed single for a long time after that and only dated for short periods, but never got too attached to anyone. One day I finally met another woman who I fell deeply in love with and have been with for 5 years now. I couldn't be happier, and the box I have hiding in my closet is almost full enough with the money I've been saving to buy her the ring she's always wanted. I guess in the end, it does make sense. Story 12. I came home early and heard the water running in the bathroom. So I put my stuff in the living room and waited for my wife, now ex-wife, to get out. As I passed the door to go to the bedroom, I heard her talking. So I stopped and listened quietly. There was some splashing around, laughing and talking. I listened some more and heard a second woman's voice in there, a girl I recognized. I didn't know what to do. Walk in and confront them, wait until they got out, or just leave. While I was thinking about what to do, I could tell they were about to come out, so I opened the balcony door and went outside. They went to the bedroom, got dressed, and after hearing my wife tell her I would be home soon, the girl left. I already knew my wife was bishop, but she was also not into sharing, not at that point in our relationship. I didn't mention it to her for months, but finally told her what happened that day. She told me she and our friend had a thing going on for a few weeks, but stopped it due to the drama of being with someone younger. She said she needed someone more mature. Story 13. On from a long time ago, I had barely turned 20, my first real girlfriend. We were going to a cookout at my friend's place, just a couple of us going. I got there and sat my stuff down. Her car was there, so I looked for her out back. Nope, not there. She was right in the living room, and he was right behind her. My first reaction was to throw the nearest object at them, yell at them, and just leave. It was just a TV remote or something, but when it left my hand, it stirred up a lot. It hit him in the back and left a bruise. They teamed up to tell all my friends that she dumped me a day or two before, and that I was being a creepy stalker coming to get revenge on them. I had no friends after that. I faced all that in the fallout alone. It was a dark and miserable couple of years. Almost 10 years later, I walked in on the girl who was this close to being my fiancé, on her knees with her friend. I just said, "Hope you two are having fun," and left. Of course, they made up an elaborate story as to why I'm no longer in either of their lives, but at least I have friends around now to cheer me up. The side effect is that I've got a couple of different circles of friends that don't even necessarily know about the others, because all it takes is one charismatic person to unite everyone you've ever liked against you and basically ruin your life. Story 14. I absolutely lost it. I came home from work early one day and saw a different car in the driveway. Assuming it was a friend of hers, I walked into my house as normal. Clothes on the floor, classic movie romance setup so far, by the way. I got closer and closer to our bedroom. She lived with me and didn't own anything about the house. The door was open slightly, so I peeked in after I was sure I heard noises. You know in movie trailers when you hear that ringing that gets louder and louder? That started. I got so angry I kicked the door in, walked up to him and pulled him off my girlfriend by his shoulders and started to beat him up. She was screaming and crying at this point, trying to pull me off and get me to stop. I eventually did, but I chased him out, without clothes. Afterwards, I came back to the house, yelled until my throat was hoarse, and kicked her out too. She had keys, but they don't help if they're left inside. I started rounding up all of her things and had to decide whether I wanted to burn them or give them back. Eventually, I started going through her phone. The backward logic of this situation was that I was always at work, supporting her because she refused to get a job. Some people just don't make sense. Still makes my blood boil. Story 15. When I turned 18, I thought I found the perfect woman. We had so much fun, and she was my everything. About 4 years into the relationship, I proposed to her, and she said yes. It wasn't until a few months before the wedding that she started texting more than usual. I didn't think much of it since she said it was a coworker from the daycare where they worked. I never suspected anything because she never gave me a reason to question her. We never had problems or the usual red flags. One day I came over to her house a little early since I had the weekend off and wanted to surprise her with some candy and roses, just because I could. I walked into her house as I always did. She lived with her parents, but they were on vacation for the weekend and had let her have the house. I didn't hear much out of the ordinary except for some strange knocking sounds every so often. I got something to drink and sat down for a minute. I remember that day vividly, even though it was a few years ago. It was really hot outside, like hard to breathe hot. I had a Sprite, and I even remember how much I spent on the flowers and candy. It's odd how we can remember the worst days perfectly. After sitting there and hearing the knocking for about 5 minutes while enjoying my drink, I started to wonder what she was doing. I figured she was trying to put her new TV stand and shelf together because we had plans to do that previously, but I didn't know why she would start without me. So I grabbed the flowers and candy and headed toward her room. As I got closer, I knew something was off because I could hear a guy saying something and her moaning. I was desperately hoping I was wrong. I prayed that the sounds were somehow misunderstood. My mind tried to believe maybe she was watching something, but the knocking against the wall suddenly made more sense. I opened the door, and it was my worst fear. Some guy was on top of her, and they were clearly together. The knocking was her bed hitting the wall. I was completely heartbroken. I placed the flowers and candy on her dresser and left without saying a word. They both saw me and just froze. Like if they stopped moving, maybe I wouldn't notice. Or maybe they didn't know how to react. I know I didn't. I knew the guy. He was one of her good friends from grade school. Normally, I wouldn't be mad at the guy because sometimes people don't know the full situation. But this guy knew. He knew we were together and he had a girlfriend too. I was furious, but sadness overwhelmed me. I felt like I wasted 4 years of my life. I didn't understand how or why she could do this, what I had done wrong. My mind was spinning. I was broken. I drove home. I remember exactly how I felt during that drive. I could have crashed and I wouldn't have cared. I even thought maybe that would make her regret it. About 10 minutes after I got home, she showed up. We talked a lot and opened up to each other. She said all the texting was with Justin, the grade school friend, and she confessed she had this other side of her that wanted to be reckless sometimes. We talked about it. She said she wanted to explore more adventurous things in the bedroom. So it didn't result in us breaking up. The truth is, I did love her. When you spend years with someone, it's hard not to. I didn't want to start over. We had so much fun together. She cut ties with her friend, and I decided to call off the wedding until I felt okay again. We started trying new things together. It was fun, and life went back to normal. But that day changed me. After that, I always had trust issues. Trust doesn't come back easily after something like that. Over time, she earned it back, and we moved into an apartment together. I never forgot that day. The image stayed in my mind, but I trusted her again. 2 years passed. Things seemed good. We even went to counseling to deal with that other side of her. Everything felt stable until she started getting texts again, more than before. It was a red flag this time because of the past. I let it go for a while. I questioned her, and she said it was just friends. I didn't want to be that guy, so I let it go. I felt terrible for suspecting her again, but also anxious. The thoughts in my head were awful. One day she left her phone at the apartment while at work, and I went through it. I felt disgusted with myself as I turned it on. I felt like the worst boyfriend ever, until I found the messages. She had been messaging all sorts of guys on apps like Kick, Skype, and even Facebook. Some were local and she had met them. Here's some advice. If you find this kind of stuff on your partner's phone, do not look at the pictures. That's what will break you. I looked. She sent explicit pictures and had photos and videos with other guys. It destroyed me. I was done. I packed all my things and moved to a friend's basement. I filled both our cars, mine and my friend's, with my stuff. mostly clothes, my TV, my game console, and my computer. I didn't care about the rest. I left a note explaining what I found and that I was done. I didn't want contact again. She texted me endlessly that night, saying it wasn't really her, that it was her other side. She tried to spin it again, but I was done. I had wasted nearly 8 years and I felt empty. I lost my job and any motivation. I barely ate or did anything. If it weren't for my friend forcing me to eat and being there for me, I don't know if I would have made it through. I blocked her on Facebook and changed my number. It was so hard to separate my life from her. We had routines, a whole life together. I didn't know how to sleep without her, or cook dinner, or ride in the car without her singing and being silly. We went from being inseparable to total strangers in seconds. I was lost. My friend encouraged me to start dating again, but I didn't know how to meet people. Back then, things weren't as digital as they are now. There was MySpace. That's actually how I met my ex. I had a few dates, but trust issues kept me from connecting. My ex damaged something in me. I don't know exactly what, but it's like a permanent fear that every relationship will end the same way. I gave up for a while. Then one day this woman found me online. I had a website where I posted chapters of a book I was writing. She was a huge fan. We realized we had so much in common. She loves writing just as much as I do. We write together now. She also has a passion for art. We share new pieces with each other and give honest critiques. We're always brutally honest with one another, and I love that. It's been 3 years of constant Skyping, playing PS3 games together, and writing daily. We've fallen in love. We talk from the moment we wake up to the moment we sleep, and it's incredible. The only challenge is that she lives in the UK, and I'm in the US. The 5-hour time difference is tough but manageable. I've started saving money. I need a passport, plane ticket, and eventually the right visa to work there. I've made the decision to move to the UK and start our life properly together. It's just a matter of time. Money will take a while to save, but our love grows every day despite the distance. We make it work. I know this will probably get buried because it's long, sorry, but I want anyone going through something similar to know it gets better. You'll find someone. Don't give up. Keep your head up, even when it's hard. I still struggle with trust sometimes because of what happened. But that experience made me stronger, so always keep moving forward. Story 16. My high school sweetheart and I had been together for 4 or 5 years. When I walked in on him with some girl he met on MySpace in the home that we shared, I was 18 or 19 at the time. I don't think about it very often and don't care to remember those specifics now. We had been separated prior to this. A family member of his confided in me a day or two before that he had been unfaithful for some time. I confronted him. He initially denied it, then shifted the blame, saying things like, "She had no right to tell you anything," and so on. So I gathered some clothes and stayed with a friend for a couple of days. I still had a key to our house, and he knew that. Deep down, I think I wanted us to reconcile because I was young and naive. At that point, I had only heard something from someone else. I didn't have concrete proof. While staying with my friend, our DVD player stopped working. This was before streaming services. And I remembered I had an extra one at my house. I texted him saying, "Hey, I'm coming to get this, just so you know," and drove over. It was only about a 5-minute drive. I pulled up to the house and his truck was there. I thought that was strange but didn't care. I still technically lived there. The front door was locked, so I used my key. Let me remind you, he knew I had a key. I walked in and instinctively glanced at the area where we used to leave our shoes. I saw his work boots and next to them, a pair of women's flip-flops. My heart sank. I knew exactly what those shoes meant. It was too much. I turned around and walked out. Driving back to my friend's house, I called him to tell him what had just happened. As I told the story, my sadness turned to anger. By the end of the call, I was furious and turned the car around, because it was my house too. You'd think if he had heard me come in, they would have at least stopped or tried to make themselves decent. But of course not. That's not how people like that operate. I ripped open the door and walked straight to our bedroom, and it was locked. Absolutely not. I started banging on it. Forgive me, I was young and overwhelmed. And eventually he came out. He tried to shut the door behind him, but I caught a glimpse of a barely dressed woman in my bed. I completely lost it. I pushed him through the door. She cowered and we scuffled as he tried to push me out while I screamed at her. I'll never forget the look on her face. We argued inside for a minute, then decided somehow that it'd be better to go outside. Looking back, I know he wanted to avoid his guest hearing the truth. For context, we lived in a mobile home community. So we went outside, and I lost it. He sat on the porch with his head in his hands, silent. First, he tried to deny everything, then said he wanted to make it work. Neighbors started coming outside. I kept yelling and even tried charging the front door again, wanting to confront her. I told him I'd be there the next morning with my brothers to get all my furniture. He finally brought out the DVD player. As I left, I may or may not have broken a window and yelled some harsh words. I was angry, and I blamed her more than him at the time. The next day, I moved out with my brothers while he sat in his truck watching. He married that girl a couple of months later. Then he divorced her after a year or two. It makes me laugh now, how furious I was at her. But looking back, they got exactly what they deserved. Now, years later, I almost feel bad for them. I'm blissfully engaged and adored by the love of my life, and they were both divorced before turning 30. We've all grown since then, but I'm forever thankful that I didn't end up in her shoes. Story 17. It wasn't my girlfriend, but I was there. I was out with a few buddies and was the designated driver. I had just dropped off two of them and was driving another, who was pretty drunk, home. We live about 2 minutes walking distance from each other, and he said, "Dude, you should come in. I'll sort you out some tequila." I'd never tried tequila before, so I said, "Sure, let's do it." We walked in through the hallway and opened the door to the front room. We saw his housemate under a girl on the sofa. I had to take a second look, but yep, it was my buddy's girlfriend. We both just stood there. The girlfriend stared at my friend and immediately started crying. I grabbed him and started pulling him back toward the front door. He was in that kind of immediate shock where you sober up fast. I looked back and saw her with her hands over her face, crying heavily, and the housemate looking extremely uncomfortable. I took my buddy back to my place in my car. He was barely responsive, or pretending to be, just to avoid facing what had happened. The next morning, he was still passed out in my room. I had stayed downstairs on the sofa just in case he woke up and did something impulsive in a rage. He didn't, but better safe than sorry. He was still in shock the next day. His phone was blowing up, texts and calls nonstop. I had a few messages, too, with her asking for my address so she could come over. They had been together since early secondary school, since they were 15. They had talked about staying together for life, graduating, working, getting married, having kids, the whole future planned out. He was devastated. But the good part, he did the right thing. He moved out, stayed with me for the rest of the year, and didn't even acknowledge her when they crossed paths weeks later. She tried telling mutual friends that he had already been cheating, but couldn't back it up. In return, he calmly told everyone exactly what he saw and where it happened. Of course, she then claimed he was manipulative and controlling, but by then, her credibility was gone. Her closest male friends took her side, but we all knew why. They just wanted to be with her too. A few weeks later, we were drinking again. He was venting about how it all ended and how betrayed he felt. I said, "Look at it from your ex-housemate's point of view. He had a girl in complete emotional breakdown mode, crying hysterically, while he was still mid-act. For life, he'll remember what it's like to have someone self-destruct like that in his arms. S is basically ruined for him forever." We both laughed. It helped. And from there, things got better. Story 18. My ex-wife had already been unfaithful and moved out just before Christmas. We had agreed to try and reconcile, and she was supposed to come over and spend Christmas Eve with me. I waited well past the time she said she'd arrive, and there was no answer on her phone. I drove to her best friend's trailer, where she had been staying, and her car was still there. Only one light was on, so I looked in the window and saw her with someone else. They were clearly together. I lost it. I started kicking in the skirting on the trailer, trying to get in, but the door was locked. I probably could have forced it. I was that furious, but I didn't. Eventually, the police showed up. They handcuffed me and put me in the back of the cruiser. They questioned both of them, then spoke to me. They said they weren't going to arrest me because neither of them wanted to press charges. They just wanted me gone. I'd been drinking pretty heavily in the weeks prior, but I was sober that day. If I hadn't been, things might have turned out much worse. Story 19. I was dating this girl for a while, and we were in an open relationship. but with certain parameters. Basically, we could both be with other people, but we had to tell each other, inform the other partner about the situation, and always use physical protection, a condom or barrier. So, she invited me over to her house. I arrived a little early, and her roommate let me in. I walked into her bedroom and saw her with some guy. I hadn't heard anything about this, and while the timing was strange, I figured maybe she forgot to mention it, or it was spontaneous and she planned to tell me later. I was upset, but I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt. So I sat in the living room and watched some TV while I waited for them to finish. A little while later, the guy walked out and quite audibly said, "That was great, babe. You get better every time. Same time next week?" Well, that changed everything. So it was clearly an ongoing thing she'd never told me about. I was already upset when I walked into her room and saw her lying on the bed, very clearly not having used protection. We had two rules and she broke both. I didn't say anything. I just walked out. I remember thinking, why? I would have been fine with her seeing that guy if she had just told me. She knew that. It felt like a deliberate slap in the face. I was so angry, not even about the act itself, but about the lying and how intentional it all felt. And then, on top of it, I had to go get tested right away because of the risk she had exposed me to. Story 20. I walked in on my then boyfriend with his bestie, a girl, who had always seemed a little too close to him, and I had my suspicions. Our apartment door was ajar, so I ran in thinking we had been robbed. Nope. Those two were on the couch, completely unaware, or uncaring, that I had just walked in. They didn't even stop. I started crying immediately and ran into our bedroom. They still didn't stop. It was really late, and I had school, college, early the next morning, so I thought about just driving to campus and sleeping in my car until class started. It was cold, and I didn't know what else to do. I got online before I left and checked if any of my friends were still up on AM. Yes, this was back in the day. One of my friends, who was a night owl, suggested I come stay at his parents' house, where he lived. At first I said no, but after sitting in my freezing car and crying the entire time, I eventually gave in and went to his place. 10 years later, that friend is still a hero in my eyes. We're still close. As for my ex, he cheated on me 2 more times before I finally learned my lesson. He ended up having 2 children with a girl who already had 3 from someone else, who had also left her. I'd like to call it karma, but honestly, I think it's just poor decision-making. Story 21. This happened about 2 years ago. He and I had been dating for almost a year, and halfway through that year, I introduced him to a girl I considered to be my best friend. I had a gut feeling he liked her, but she told me she wasn't into him. Over time, I noticed they were getting closer. They'd hang out without me. I'd catch glimpses of her phone when he messaged her. He even stopped letting me stay the night. Still, I kept telling myself I was being paranoid. I didn't believe either of them would betray me. One morning after a party, I was driving home and decided to swing by his house. Her car was parked in the street. At 8 a.m., he lived with his mom, and she let me in. I walked toward his room, and when he came out, I looked past him and saw her, completely unclothed, in his bed. We sat outside for about 30 minutes, and I kept saying, "I knew it. I knew this was happening." He told me I brought it on myself. Typical twisted logic. I never spoke to her again. I only spoke to him a few times to collect my belongings. She moved in with him shortly after. But a few days before they bought a house together, she left him. Story 22. I was once the other guy, so here goes. There was this woman who bartended at a place my friends and I visited often. She was beautiful, funny, and honestly felt out of my league. She was Korean, slim, and very attractive. Still, my personality tends to connect well with most women, so I ended up chatting with her one night. She mentioned she was off work the next day, and we made plans to grab lunch. We went out, ate, laughed, and people watched while walking. Later in the afternoon, she asked if I wanted to hang out at her apartment. Of course I did. After talking for a bit, things moved to the bedroom. She was incredible. Great energy, attractive, everything you could hope for. Then I heard something. The front door closed, then laughter. She was on top of me. I paused and said, "Someone's here." She said, "Don't stop." I figured it was her roommate, so I kept going. Louder even, just to make a statement. Then the door flew open. She didn't stop. I couldn't see who it was right away. But then I heard, "What the hell?" Followed by a bunch of, "Oh man," reactions. I adjusted my position and saw a guy staring at us, looking furious. Three of his friends stood behind him, wide-eyed. I separated myself from her and jumped up, completely unclothed, and took a defensive stance. The guy looked at me and said, "You're cool, man." To this day, I'm not sure if he meant it or just didn't want to fight a naked guy with a half-on condom. I can only imagine what he saw. His fiance was some guy who then gets up, completely exposed, looking like a malfunctioning inflatable car lot figure. They started yelling at each other. She threw things at him and told him to leave. Apparently, he had been cheating on her, too. I felt used. I thought I had met someone amazing, only to realize I was just part of her revenge. Afterward, I never spoke to her again. I also stopped going to that bar. Strangely enough, I saw that same guy in Iraq in July 2003 during deployment. We laughed it off, even though he said they were still together at the time. Story 23. My friend's mom had just been diagnosed with terminal breast cancer and was already given a timeline. To support him, I opted to stay with him for the first few nights since I'd grown up very close to him. My fiancé and I were living together at the time in a beautiful spot on a lake in Massachusetts. Everything was fine. Aside from the occasional arguments, she could be really needy. So I stayed with my buddy the first night. I didn't feel well when I woke up, so I decided to leave around 6 a.m. and head home. I only lived about 10 minutes away. As I pulled up to the driveway, I noticed a little Ford Ranger parked in my spot. It was a tight neighborhood, so I figured it was some random guy who thought that spot was convenient. So whatever, right? I pulled up behind him and blocked him in. As I walked through the front door, I noticed something felt off. The house was quiet, and my dog, a Rottweiler, was barricaded at the top of the stairs to the second story. That was strange. So I walked upstairs and heard my fiancé say, "No!" Not knowing what she meant, I kept going up to find her jumping out of bed, completely unclothed, along with one of her friends, also undressed, in my bed. Now, I don't know how others feel about certain words, but I used to hate the word I shouted at her until this very moment. I unleashed everything I could, saying the worst things imaginable and wishing her nothing but the worst for the rest of her life, because I was done. Now, the guy clearly thought he was off the hook since I was yelling at her. Not so fast, he was next, I told him, to get out of my house immediately and to avoid me for the rest of his life, or I'd ruin him. He thought it was a joke. He stood there blankly. That made me even angrier. I gave him a countdown. 3. He stood still. 2. He started scrambling for his clothes. 1. Time's up. I grabbed his sorry, unclothed frame and tossed him down the stairs and out the door. Of course, now my ex is calling me a jerk for doing that. Really? So now he's running toward the driveway? Except he's blocked in. No way to leave. I wasn't about to kindly move my truck so he could get away. He didn't even manage to grab his clothes, just his underwear. He begged me to move so he wouldn't have to walk to his parents' house. Yes, he was 25 and still lived at home, half a mile away. I told him no. He was walking. I said, "Learn from this. I don't want to ever see you again." And off he went. That walk of shame was satisfying. Now back to the ex. I didn't speak to her. It would have only escalated. I took all my belongings, packed up my truck, and had my dad bring his truck too. We loaded everything. She cried, pouted, and acted like a victim. I got everything moved out and never looked back. She returned the ring to my sister. I haven't spoken to her since life is good now. Story 24. This happened while we were engaged. It really messed me up and, according to my doctor, may have contributed to my PTSD. I wanted to surprise her with a gift. I knew she was having a rough week. I called her and said I was coming by. She told me she was tired and going to bed soon. I said okay. I decided to go anyway and brought her dinner along with the gift, a DVD of a movie she'd wanted to see. The living room light was on, so I figured it was okay to go in since I had a key. I opened the door and found her with one of our coworkers on the couch. What happened next felt like time stood still. I had been with this woman for 5 years and had just proposed. I remember literally seeing a pink hue in my vision and feeling something snap in my brain. Yes, literally, she jumped up. He tried to cover himself and ran to the bedroom. She didn't make excuses, just said she didn't think I'd come over. I started yelling and crying at the same time, which led to both of us shouting and crying outside in the street. Out of rage, I broke the stair railing and damaged a few steps. She blocked me from going back into the apartment to confront him. She kept pushing me away and eventually shut the door. I stood there staring at the door, then walked to my car and realized I had locked my keys inside. I was so angry I almost punched the window. Instead, I thought, no, I'm going to ruin their night even more. I went back and kicked in the door, scaring both of them. I said, I locked my keys in the car and I'm using your phone. I grabbed the phone and went into the bedroom to call someone to pick me up. She followed me, crying, saying, this isn't how I wanted this to go. We talked and argued more. Eventually, my friend came to get me. I remember being so angry afterward that I couldn't quench my thirst. No matter how much water I drank, my mouth and throat felt dry. A few weeks later, I returned the engagement ring. This happened a while ago, and I'm much better now. Story 25. Several years ago, I caught my now ex-husband being unfaithful. At that point, we had been together for nearly 6 years. Throughout our relationship, he constantly pushed for threesomes, swinging, open relationships, all of it. I never gave in because I've always been a one-person kind of woman. The pressure became worse in the months leading up to when I caught him. One night, he invited over a female friend I hadn't met before. We spent the evening eating pizza and playing a drinking game version of Mario Kart. I can't say I was completely drunk. We were all just tipsy. Around 4 a.m., I went to bed because my daughter had a soccer game the next morning. Our house was small, just 800 square feet, so I could hear everything. Within minutes, I heard the kissing, whispering, giggling, and eventually the unmistakable sounds of movement. I laid there trembling, heart racing, stomach turning. I listened for 30 minutes before I got up and walked to the doorway. There he was, exposed, with her preparing to straddle him. I simply said, get out of my house. She left, he passed out. Story 26. When I was 19, I was living with my high school sweetheart. We'd been together for 3 years. I woke up alone one morning and found a note on the nightstand that simply said, I can't do this. This was 2 days after I found out I was pregnant. I wasn't planning on keeping it. We both knew how unwise it would be. We had been discussing options and trying to figure things out before we went to bed. That day, I went to a clinic and scheduled everything. A week or two later, I had the procedure. I was deeply affected by the whole situation and started drinking and clubbing nearly every night. I didn't tell anyone I was pregnant. I just told everyone he was a jerk and left me. A few months later, after a long night out, I wandered into a coffee shop at 7 a.m., still high on MDMA. I met a very nice man who asked for my number, and I gave it to him. We went on a few dates. He was 15 years older than me, with a well-established career in life. I couldn't understand why he wanted to date a 19-year-old, but I went along with it. A few months into dating, I went over to his place after getting ditched at a club. I was pretty drunk and high, and he started talking about marriage. Within hours, he had booked flights for us to Las Vegas. Within 48 hours of arriving at his house, we flew out and got married. It was a dumb move, but things seemed mostly good afterward. He had a bad temper, could be verbally cruel, and had some questionable and disturbing preferences in the bedroom. Still, he was wealthy, moved me into his fancy home, showed me off to friends and coworkers, and gave me expensive gifts. I was essentially his kept wife, but I was smart enough to stay in school. I was young and misguided, and society made me think this was the dream, so I tolerated the situation. It was fine for about a year. One day, I was home alone and grabbed his laptop off the coffee table. He had left a browser tab open. It was a website for sugar daddies, and he was logged in. I panicked. I read every message he had sent and received, dug through his email, browser history, bank statements, and phone records. He was arranging for escorts at hotel rooms on business trips and had four women in the city he gave monthly allowances to. I cried for hours. I didn't know what to do, so I pretended I hadn't seen anything. I tried to play the role for a few months while mentally unraveling. Eventually, I went home for a week to visit family. After an argument with my father, I came back early, around midnight. When I walked in, I saw two half-full wine glasses on the counter. One had lipstick on the rim. I lost it when I heard something upstairs. Years of anxiety and buried emotions exploded when I realized he had someone in our house. I grabbed the wine glasses and ran upstairs. I kicked the bedroom door open and found a woman lying in our bed unclothed. We locked eyes. I told her calmly to leave. She quickly gathered her things and left. I went to the bathroom where I heard the shower running. I threw the wine glasses against the wall. He got out, trying to explain that it wasn't what it looked like. I screamed and started smashing everything in sight. I picked up a framed picture and nearly hit him with it before stopping myself. I told him to leave and let me calm down. He did. After crying in the bathroom for a while, I dragged an X-Acto knife along the walls of the house. Then I pulled down every painting and slashed them. I threw everything from the bed out the window. I tried throwing the mattress out, but it didn't fit. I felt ridiculous. Then I grabbed a hammer, went to the closet, and pulled out the drawer with his prized watch collection. I laid one down and smashed it, one by one, until about 40 of them were shattered. Then I swept the pieces into a jar, taped a note to it that read, "I want a divorce," and left it on the counter. I called a cab, packed a small bag, and walked out of the house. I've never returned. It's been 4 years, and I haven't dated since, and probably never will. Story 27. Another surprise flight story. I was in a long-distance relationship at the time. I landed around 10 p.m. and got to our apartment by 11. We were both night owls, so I knew she'd be awake. I had bought a necklace she'd been eyeing a month earlier, but couldn't afford. I left it on our bed pillow, put down my luggage, and heard the shower running. I got undressed and went to the bathroom. Tried the door, but it was locked, which was odd since we never locked the bathroom. I knocked and said something like, "Baby, I'm home early, and I have a surprise for you." After a long pause, she responded and said she'd be right out. She came out in just a towel and hugged me. When she saw the necklace, she got excited, jumped on the bed, and invited me over playfully. Naturally, I joined her. We started kissing. Things escalated until I heard a noise from the bathroom. My heart started racing. I got up to check, and she tried to stop me, saying it was nothing. I opened the door. There was a guy in there. I lost it and started shouting. He tried to calm me down, which was a mistake. I hit him, and he dropped, holding his nose. He was bleeding. She started crying and ran to him, yelling, "Why did you hit him?" A strange calm came over me. I just got dressed, picked up the necklace, and walked to the nearest hotel for the night. Story 28. I'm 28 now. This happened when I was 17. I was completely in love with this girl, my first serious relationship. She had told a few lies early on to sound cool, but I didn't care. She was from another state originally. Her parents divorced, and her mom moved to my city while her dad stayed behind. When I turned 18, I started working full-time and only saw her on weekends. Once a month, she flew back to visit her dad. For her 18th birthday, she stayed at her dad's since all her family was there. I couldn't get Friday off work, so I booked an early Saturday flight to surprise her. She told me there was no space for me to sleep, so I got a motel nearby. I landed, checked in, and went to her dad's house around 1:30 p.m. Her dad and stepmom weren't home. I didn't know anyone there. I introduced myself and went to her room to find her asleep, naked in bed with another guy. He was everything I wasn't, physically perfect. From how she was lying, I could tell they'd just been together. He woke her up and we all just stared at each other. I didn't say a word. I left her gift, a white gold heart pendant I'd bought with my first paycheck, on the dresser and walked out. We spoke on the phone 30 minutes later. She told me it had started when she was 15 and that he had pressured her into things. She claimed she still loved me. I didn't believe it. I asked if his body was better than mine. She said, "You don't want to know." That was the last time we spoke. It shattered me. About 4 months later, I got into clubbing and ecstasy. That turned into other substances. I lost all confidence in my personality, my looks, even my body. It messed with my mind badly. The partying caught up with me. I still have dark thoughts sometimes and know the drugs made them worse. She tried to add me on Facebook a year or two later, but I blocked her. A mutual friend said she wanted to reconnect and that she missed me. He later told me she had a child. I wondered if it was mine, but I never asked. A year later, I heard she married someone 15 years older. That's the last I ever heard of her. Story 29. We had been having trouble, but I had no idea things were as bad as they apparently were. I had stayed the night at my parents' house because she said she needed some space. I was supposed to be working the next day, which was a Saturday. I decided to go home instead of going to work, mostly because I had a feeling something wasn't right after talking to her the night before and wanted to see her. I walked up the stairs to our apartment and had to use my key to open the door. When I walked in, I saw her 6-year-old sitting on the coffee table watching Saturday morning cartoons. I walked to our bedroom and slid the door open, and there she was, on her back, legs in the air, with our mutual friend on top of her. I just remember saying, "How could you do this to me?" as I picked up the baseball bat we kept in the corner in case of an intruder. I walked halfway to the bed as the guy rolled off. I'll never forget how he looked me dead in the eyes while pulling away from her and rolling off the bed. I've never seen someone with a more complete and utter look of terror on their face. I don't know why I stopped. Maybe it was divine intervention or something else, but something stopped me in my tracks and I turned around and walked out. I remember grabbing the cordless phone and screaming as I ripped it in half with my bare hands and slammed it against the wall. By the time I reached the parking lot, I was completely out of it. I even walked into traffic trying to cross the road and nearly got hit by a passing car that swerved to avoid me. I ended up sitting in a ditch by the side of the road, completely unable to think clearly. I now realize I was in shock. My brain just shut down to protect me from further emotional pain. To this day, I don't know why I stopped halfway to the bed. For a few seconds, I truly believe the only way to deal with that level of betrayal involved rage and a baseball bat. Although I'm not a violent person by nature, seeing someone I welcomed into my home with the woman I loved in our bed almost made me do something that would have changed everything. To anyone reading this who is cheating, what you're doing is wrong. You might think you know your partner well enough to believe they'd never react violently, but you never really know what someone is capable of when their heart is broken.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.